Psalm 119, verses 145 to 152. These are God's words. I cry with my whole heart. Hear me, O Yahweh. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Yahweh. Revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Yahweh, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Three major themes in this stanza of Psalm 119. The first is urgency. The letter kof in Hebrew begins the word kara, which is for crying out, and the word kadam, or the root kadam, for, well, the way it's being used in 147 and 148 is awakening, and then for near, which is used as a verb in 150, kerev, or karav, in the verb in 150, and then as an adjective in verse 151. We get the urgency of crying out in verses 145 and 146, the urgency of crying out and the urgency of arising, waking up at times when others would not normally be awake, but you hear the intensity of the crying out to the Lord in verses 145 and 146, and then you hear intensity or the urgency of being awake even before dawn, 147, and then into the night watches, verse 148, and the desire of all of these things is the nearness of the Lord. It's particularly His Word, and we'll come to that in a little bit, but for the Lord by His Word. So there's this urgent desire. We don't often have the intensity of the urgency for Him that we ought to. So there's that urgency, and then there's the nearness. We need Him near because the wicked are near. Verse 150, they draw near who follow after wickedness. Verse 151, you are near, O Yahweh, and all your commandments are truth. Here is Psalm 1 in microcosm, in a very small package. Here is the bulk of Proverbs chapter 1, beginning in verse 8. When sinners don't entice you, do not go with them, etc. But wisdom calling out instead. And so, in order to avoid being taken in by the wicked or with the wicked, you come to God's wisdom, you answer that call instead. Or Psalm 1, instead of walking, standing, sitting in the path of the wicked, the scoffer, the scorner, you delight in the law of Yahweh. And so He's urgent for God's nearness because the wicked are far from His law, verse 150. So if we get sucked in with them, the danger is not what the wicked might do to us. The danger is what we might do if we fall in with or become like the wicked. You will be like those whom you spend time with, and therefore the one you want nearest to you of all is the Lord Himself. Even now in our family, neither of your parents, none of your siblings should be nearer to you than the Lord Himself. And it's important that you develop that sort of mindset, that way of thinking and operating and living, because you're going to come one day, we hope by God's blessing, into a marriage. And even your spouse shouldn't be nearer you than the Lord Himself. One of the places to especially watch out for is the world has different ways of tunneling into our houses and our minds now. The ubiquity of information and entertainment and social, not just social media app, but the whole culture of the world has an entrance. And so he's urgent that God would be near him so that he wouldn't follow those who follow after wickedness and are far from his law, but that by the Lord's nearness he might meditate on God's truth, meditate on his word, verse 145, all of his commandments of which are truth, verse 151. And so you see that the means by which God is near is in that word, which is one of the main themes of the stanza, is the main theme of this entire psalm, but also of prayer, this crying out with his whole heart, this crying out to save. He rises before the dawn to do what? To cry out. So there's prayer, verse 147. He's awake through the night watches to do what? To meditate on the word, your word, he says to the Lord, in verse 148. And so in his urgency to know God as near, he knows and makes use of the means by which God it draws us near to himself and makes himself known to us as near. May the Lord give us that desire for his nearness that prevails above all other, the nearness of all others. May the Lord give us then an urgency for his nearness. And in that urgency, may he give us to employ the means by which he gives us to draw near and to have him draw near to ourselves in prayer and the word. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, your commandments are all truth. Make us to be the ones who meditate on your law day and night. Help us, for the wicked are near, and we are in danger of following after and following with them. Give us an urgency towards you that would reshape the inner conversation of our minds and even the schedules and habits of our days. And give us then in that urgency to come to you in prayer, to that we be urgent for prayer and urgent in prayer. Make us urgent for your word and urgent in attending upon your word. And draw near to us and make us to know your nearness, we ask by your Spirit, in your Son, our Lord Jesus, through whom we pray. Amen.